Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone
number... Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, really good. Good start to the week. Sunshine in the game. I think that's two Mondays in a row we've had sunshine, which is great, I've got to say. And also the Paris Olympics have started, so that is my TV watching for the next month.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday night that they had the big sort of grand opening. Of course, our very own, Canadian's very own, Celine Dion. Thanks. That was amazing.
She did, indeed. She did. Very good as well.
Yeah, it's just a forward look as what's happening during this Olympics is that Canada's going to bring home all the gold.
I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure how well that plan's worked out so far, but there we go.
No, I think actually Canada is much better at Winter Olympics, to be absolutely honest.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, yeah, because we're literally covered in snow 10 months out of the year. So what's going on in travel this week? We've got JetBlue news.
We do, yeah. So on Sunday, the airspace around Newark in New York switched from the New York Terminal Radar Approach Control to the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Tower. The switch occurred between the overnight shift from Sunday to today. Now, the switch will cause disruptions to flight operations in the area and make operations a bit tougher in the short term. However, the Federal Aviation Administration believes the change will lead to long-term efficiency. Airlines with a presence in the area, such as JetBlue and United, have warned of delays, such as JetBlue releasing a statement saying, air traffic control at Newark will be undergoing Federal Aviation Administration implemented changes to address staffing shortages and improve overall operations. These changes have the potential to impact operation at the airport, leading to delays with multiple airlines, including JetBlue. In preparation, we are advising customers to check and be aware of their flight status prior to heading to the airport. Now, as New York and Newark in particular is a big transit hub for crew, please make sure to keep an eye on the status of your flight for the next few days. Now, this is really important for any crew who are transiting through Newark. Obviously, don't leave yourself with a really tight connection as there are going to be delays and you are likely to miss your onward flight.
That's pretty good advice to give to everybody, actually, right now, especially during the summertime. This sort of peak holiday season, especially Easter, Christmas, summertime. No matter what's going on anywhere, you just never know.
Oh, exactly right. Like you say, those peak times, you've got increased travelers. You've got that definite increased potential for strike action because at the end of the day, they're going to hit when it's the hardest. And it tends to be when things go wrong. But yeah, at any point, if you're traveling high season, then do give yourself more time than you would normally.
And of course, speaking of strike action, we wouldn't have a crew travel show within the summertime without a little bit of that. What's going on at Sydney Airport?
Yeah, so travelers at Sydney Airport are being warned of cancellations and delays as more than 50 refuelers plan to go on strike after a breakdown in wage and job disputes. The six-hour strike action is planned for July the 31st and comes in the wake of an inability to make a deal with Ampol, who has rejected an offer to provide fairer pay, better hours, and more full-time positions. Now, the Transport Workers Union will carry out the strike after 14 meetings with Ampol in the past 6 months failed in order to reach a fair agreement. Now, cancellations and delays could be widespread. That's due to Ampol servicing 16 domestic and international airlines, including Qantas, Virgin, Jetstar, Air New Zealand, Delta Airlines, and British Airways.
Speaking of Delta, they're still doing a bit of recovery after the weekend a bit ago. Little chaos caused by the CrowdStrike update, as it were, or non-update.
Yeah, we spoke about it last week, didn't we? And we did say that the US carriers got hit harder than most due to that IT outage. And as we discussed before we came online, Delta, out of all of the airlines, seemed to struggle the most. And I think they're finally getting there, but they did really struggle. And they did have a lot more cancellations and delays than the other airlines.
It looks like it's so much so that the government is looking into what the issue was, because I guess between not only the CrowdStrike, but Windows updates or whatever it was, it took them significantly longer than any other airline to catch up and get things sorted. So it'll be interesting to see what the result of that sort of inquest is.
Yeah, but it goes back to what you said last week, isn't it? The fact that you have one company who monopolizes certain parts of a business, and that's clearly what happened. They controlled a large portion of Delta's systems, and hence why they got hit harder than a lot of other people.
I think it was a combination, actually. It was two monopolies. It was Windows and CrowdStrike. So a combination of both messed up their systems. And from what I understand, they had to go kiosk by kiosk fixing the computers, which, I mean, we're talking about Delta. It's not just one airport. Airports around the world. So no kidding, it's taking them longer, but it will be interesting to find out why it took them longer than any others, because all the others are saying they're not just confined to one area. They're airlines. They're international airlines that were affected, and it's all over the world to them as well. So I guess we'll see. But yeah, we're seeing more and more of these monopolies pop up, and when something goes wrong with them, it affects most of the world.
Yeah, doesn't it? That's the thing as well. The thing is technology-based nowadays. If something gets hit hard, it does tend to grind everything to a halt.
Yeah, there's news out of Newport Airport.
Yeah, so security checks will now be quicker at Luton Airport thanks to the installation of next-generation scanners. The airport said passengers no longer need to remove liquids and electronic items from their bags as they pass through security. It said in a statement that the completion of the 20 million in project positions Luton Airport as one of the first major airports in the UK to complete the rollout in time for the busy summer holidays. Now, with all security lanes at the airport now equipped with state-of-the-art body scanners and CT scanner technology, passengers travelling this summer will benefit from faster security processing times, although current government restrictions mean bottles and containers must still be limited to 100 mils or less. So don't forget that if you're travelling, otherwise you'll have it whipped away from you.
I was going to say, well, it wasn't that long ago that we heard they were going to increase the size of liquids and bottles that you were allowed. And then they did that for a week. And then they said, oh, no, we're not going to do that anymore. It's like up and down all the way around.
Yeah, that is the UK. A lot of these, a lot of the major airports in the UK had these scans in place, and they all had to be taken offline for a period of time. So hopefully Luton are now okay and set, and we don't have to report in a couple of weeks' time that they're back down again.
Oh, the way of the world today, the way of the world today. And then we have American Airlines news.
Yeah, so American Airlines earlier this week offered a tentative agreement to the Association of Professional Flight Attendants. This agreement will see the flight attendants receive an immediate pay boost of 18%, along with other improvements to the airline's existing compensation package. Now, if approved, this new deal will see billions more paid to flight attendants, ending the years-long negotiation. Now, while there are significant increase in wages, another key point about this agreement is that the flight attendants will now have boarding pay as well. The crew members will be paid 50% of their rate for every minute of a scheduled boarding time. Now, despite the airline failing to reach an agreement with flight attendants just 1 month ago, it is great that the relevant parties return to the table for negotiations and reached a tentative agreement, meaning any further strike action and picketing by the cabin crew should now be stopped.
That's good news. I mean, I think I saw an article a while back saying the flight attendants actually don't get paid until the flight is pulling back from the airport. And I thought, that's crazy, because the amount of work that goes into getting the flight ready, making sure that everybody is seated. You and I both know that when we board an aircraft, it takes at least an hour to board that aircraft and get everybody settled and everybody buckled in. And by the time the kids are in and first class, second class, whatever, last call for passengers, that kind of thing. And the flight attendants have to be on there. So if you've got that hour at the beginning and then everybody disembarks and you've got to make sure there's another hour at the end. So that's two hours out of every flight that an airline is getting away with not paying them.
Exactly right. Where would anybody go into work and do 2 hours every single day? I'm not talking about like on the odd occasion when you need to catch up, but every day that you're at work, you go there and you do 2 hours for free. People wouldn't do it. So I don't know why airlines think it's okay for their cabin crew to do it. And this agreement only gives them 50% of their pay for boarding time. It doesn't even give them their full wage. So again, I don't know anybody who would say, yeah, that's fine, I'll do 2 hours work at only 50% of my pay every single day because you've asked me to.
That's like an extra week of work per month that you do for free.
Yeah, exactly right.
Sorry, most of those CEOs or shareholders won't even show up at the table unless they get paid a million, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Insanity. Insanity. What do I always say?
Pay your people.
I trained you so well.
if you're Queen of the World. I know them all. I'm very well trained.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. See?
And we're doing this on a Monday morning now, so I am slightly more awake than I used to be.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. On a Monday, too.
No.
And I have to mention that if anybody has any crew questions, of course, this information is below this interview when it airs, and he is more than happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding what's going on in the world and what you need to do or how to help you make sure that you get to your destination without any mishaps.
Yep, send them through. Happy to help.
Nice. Lee, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I thank you very much once again for all of your insight weekly.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you have a good week as well. Hopefully, fingers crossed, when we speak next week, Canada may have won a medal.
I know, that was almost condescending.
It was a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to take that. Let's see if England wins a medal, and then we'll talk, right?
Okay, we'll do
it. It's on, baby, it's on.
Okay.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host, along with my co-host, Lee Harris. We'll see you again next week.